Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be doing a guided meditation. And this meditation will support the stage 6 task of setting goals for your body and making progress. And this is one of the pretty important task in stage 6, but I want to talk about this a little bit on the front end before we get into the guided meditation. The phrase body goals is a problem. It's a problem. Now, language inherently limits anything that we choose to express. So when I talk about connecting to your body and setting goals and making progress on those goals, I am so not talking about comparing yourself to some Instagram supposed influencer, somebody, some photoshopped image, some non-reality of someone else, and thinking, I'm not good enough, I need to be that. I want my rear end to look like that. I need my waistline to be like that. And they're not even real. And even if they were real, it's not for us to compare ourselves, it's for us to learn to love ourselves the way we are. In the body that we're in. So what I'm talking about is connecting to your body in terms of holding it sacred, providing for its needs, and loving it. So in stage 6, we have the task of connecting to your body in terms of setting goals and making progress. But we want to do this in a non-comparative way and in a way that leads you to love your body. So in this task, you choose a goal for your nutrition, giving your body what it needs. Is there a way that you personally would like to change how you feed the body? And again, don't let anybody else tell you what is the right way, wrong way to feed your body. This is about you choosing for yourself, really anchoring in your own sovereignty, your own authority, to decide what's right for you, to feel what's right for you, and to act on that. So in the task, you choose one goal for your nutrition. And it could be incredibly simple, like, I want to get more water. Or if you feel that you eat or drink too much of one thing or not enough of a thing, maybe you want to do less of something, more of something. It's your choice. So you set a nutrition goal. You set another goal for your exercise or your body movement. Back in stage 3, we talked about moving your body every day. It doesn't matter how. Maybe if you feel like it, you want to go for a run, cool. If you want to weightlift, great. Maybe you just want to take a walk. Beautiful. Maybe you want to turn on your favorite song and dance for 3 minutes. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's moving your body, right? You are not a tree. Move your body. So you make a second goal for moving your body. Maybe you want to dance to 2 songs a day. Maybe you want to take a walk and go a little further. Or maybe if you're a runner, you want to go a little faster or farther or somehow better. Maybe in a yoga practice, you want to try a new yoga sequence or work on a particular pose. It doesn't matter. Setting a goal for your body movement and how you move this beautiful body. So first it was nutrition, then it was movement, and then a third goal you set for your overall well-being. That could be sleep, meditation, prayer. I'll even give you massage or hot baths. You need to do something for your overall. So this is a little bit more mental, but also physical, right? Because sleep affects your mental capacity, your ability to be in the moment and handle things, or meditation. It's good for the mind and the body. So anything like that. So in this task, we choose these three goals. One nutrition goal, one goal about movement, and one about overall well-being. And again, in each of these, I really want you to focus not on what you read in some article is the right thing to do, or what somebody else said is the right thing to do. I want you to ask yourself what you think is the right thing to do. What is right for you? And I'm sorry, but nobody can tell you that but you. So you figure it out and you set your own goals. And so connecting with your body by setting goals and making measurable progress builds your ability to set bigger goals later if you want to. But the hardest part of this task is defining the steps to your goal and just getting started. That's actually the hardest part, just getting started. So this meditation will support defining those steps from here to your goals and visualizing the end result as a means of motivation to get started. So take a moment to get comfortable. You can sit or lay down. You'll want to close your eyes for this internal visualization and contemplation. We'll take a slow, deep breath and let it out like a sigh of relief. Be at peace. You are here now. Take another slow, deep breath, and this time send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here now. Pause and repeat these breaths until you feel relaxed and at peace. We begin by grounding in awareness of your body. Here you are, present in this space, in this body. Feel your hands and fingers. Move them a little. Feel your toes and feet. Feel your lungs breathe. Notice how your chest expands with each breath. You can almost feel your whole body expand as you breathe in and soften as you breathe out. Feel your heart beating. Feel gratitude for this amazing body. It allows you to be here in this life, enjoying everything life has to offer, carrying you wherever you want to go. It is a masterpiece of engineering. It is simple, but incredibly complicated. It is practical and sacred at the same time. Take a moment to feel this. Think now of a nutrition goal that you would like to achieve. What do you want to change about your eating habits? What is a small change that you could make today? Could you move in that direction in small steps and meet your goal this month? If you met your goal, how would that feel? What would that do for you? It's worth it. Now for your exercise goal. How do you want to move your body? What do you want? Just you. What is a small step that you could take today? Could you move in that direction? In small steps and meet your goal this month? If you met your goal, how would that feel? What would that do for you? It's worth it. Now let's think about your overall well-being. What goal will you choose there? What do you want for yourself? What small step could you take today? Just a little something. Could you move in the direction of your goal in small steps and meet your goal this month? If you met your goal, how would that feel? What would that do for you? It is worth it. Imagine now that you have, after just a few weeks, met all three of these goals. How does that feel? What is the compound effect of all three of those goals together? Are you ready to give this gift to your amazing physical body? Feel love and appreciation for this body once more. When you're ready, bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Notice how you feel. This is self-sacredness. Take this feeling with you and return to it often. Now go take those first steps towards your three goals right now. Keep up the momentum by taking small, manageable steps each day and by celebrating your successes. Thank you for joining me for this guided meditation today. It's so important that we connect to our physical bodies, that we hold them sacred, and that we do what we each individually feel is right for ourselves. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the links in the show notes and let me know what's going on in your world. As always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.